Brother Freedom and I want to welcome you to this special Tuesday afternoon time. This is kind of a special in-between time that we have every week, and just he and I are here in the living room, and we get to share and fellowship, and then we expect and enjoy the wonderful Holy Ghost who does these wonderful things. We don't even understand how God does it, but we don't need to understand. God's in control. The Lord's been speaking to Brother Freedom, and we're just thankful for God's goodness. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We glorify you. We can't give you enough credit because you deserve all the credit, all the glory, all the honor. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom. And Lord, I pray you'll touch this listener's heart who's tuned in today via the internet. Touch them, Father, in Jesus' name for your glory and your purposes. Amen.
I'm not concerned about, how it's going to work out. That's not my department. And the Lord spoke my heart, and basically, that's going to be a testimony to the churches. The Lord spoke to my heart how much the churches had. Even the lowliest, which had a lot of, most of them had a great part of the Spirit of God within them, even though they didn't know the heavy things, but they all started sort of well. But then I started seeing the other side. The other side was very dark. I better pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray that you'll bless this day, bless this time. Lord, open our eyes to see what you want first to come to our hearts and lives. Lord God, that we might be a blessing. We might let our light shine always for you, Lord God. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, or having our own way, or selfishness, or these impulses that want to, as the enemy likes to put within the people of God. Help us be saturated with your power, with your blessings, be the mighty anointing, the strengthening that only you have. And Father God, that our lives might be a point to point people to you in a very special way. Father, I believe what you showed me, that the church is so wayward, they must repent. They must search and get back to you this day before it's too late. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this word today, anoint it for your will. I thank you in Jesus' name, amen. But I truly believe after the Lord would start showing me about how wayward the churches have gotten. In the average church in America, you'd have to say it's just like a movie house, an ordinary club, and some of them can even be worse, but everything is very ordinary. It's not inspired by God. It goes on their name, and without the Spirit of God, the name is nothing. The Lord has wanted to have a church that would walk in His counsel. There's only one church, the Church of the Living God. The Lord did tell me last night that there's no way that you can be an overcomer in most churches. It's impossible. I found out it was myself, but he told me exactly the same thing. You cannot overcome when a man is placed between you and God. That's what happens in the church. He's between, and this is not a separation between the church and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really sad because what God has offered His people is so beyond imagination. God gives you by His Holy Spirit, He gives you insight on problems that if you had the greatest scientific people, and all the doctrines and all these things could not all put together, could not cope with one individual led by the Spirit. That's how strong the Spirit is. The Spirit of God is beyond, it's God Himself. Moving in people. So that's why God, when you get full of the Spirit, He doesn't want you out here to display yourself as a super spiritual person, but you're running back away. You're to walk humbly. Because any time that we act in a way that doesn't conduct to what we're using for God, we have Satan has a way to let us believe we're okay in that we're actually going to reverse. And the gift that we had ends up being our downfall. Ends up being that will put us away in the wrong direction. And this is what's happened directly to the churches. The churches have, many of them started well, but they got into things that's not spiritual. And when this happened, the enemy sees a great signal. And boy, he pierces. He comes down and he moves in and he attacks. And the people don't, he does it in such a way that people don't even know it. He just lures them to sleep. It's like they have a, in Haiti, rats that have a, there's something in their nostrils, their breath puts babies to sleep. And that's what Satan does that same way. It has a nulling that puts us to sleep. And over in Haiti, I've seen babies, legs, no legs. And literally a rat can come in at night, eat that baby, and he don't even know it. I've seen them with no legs. This is what Satan's doing to the churches. He comes in at night, and well, I'm going to bring this powerful. The Lord's been letting me see this at nighttime. This last week, I knew there was something happening in my stomach that night. I didn't know why in the world happened. God allowed it to happen so I would be awakened to the fact that Satan, unless you have God in your side, he can come down and manipulate you at night. You don't even know what's going on. Has to still be under God's control. But what I'm saying, you get out here and live loosely, he can do anything that he wants to do with you. He can play with you. He can make false impressions. He can lie to you. He'll cheat to you. He don't mind lying about anything he does. He'll accuse a brother that's your friend and say that he, that brother said something wrong when the brother didn't say nothing. You'll believe it. That's how powerful he is. That's what happened to churches. We've been in there believing lies that many times, it was just from the enemy. We've stirred up a lot of problems in the churches. We stirred things up when the people in the church didn't even know, a lot of them didn't know about it. But pretty soon you got a whole lot of wrong spirits in the church. And there's only one true church. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anointed by the Spirit of God. Oh, come on. The Holy Ghost is in charge. It's Jesus' church. But the Holy Ghost is in the hearts of the people. And that's the only way to ensure righteousness is to have the Holy Ghost in surrounding, saturating himself in your life that you become a vessel of honor. A vessel of praise. In ourselves, we don't fulfill that very well within ourselves. We come up lacking in most every area. We come up lacking in our love. We come up lacking in all the areas. But we come through the Holy Spirit. God makes all the pieces fit. And we start walking in harmony, in balance of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That balance is keeping us in a place that we're walking in a straight line toward heaven. When we start walking in our own lusts, we automatically make a direct curve. And that curve is generally just a U-turn. And we go backwards. We lose ground. The only way that you can lose and make that correction, you have to make another U-turn and go do your first works over. You have to do your first works over. They say, well, that's not fair. Yes, it is fair. You got to put yourself on the Lord Jesus Christ, on that solid rock. And that solid rock comes in surrendering to God the Father, to God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, in no man. It's through the power of God. Yes, man can bring you to the place of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes. But they should be men of saturate themselves by praying, but work by examples. But when you get people out here and they're not examples no more, they're just doing and they allow these wrong things coming in their midst. Those are signs for you, knowing you that those what's behind them is not true. When they want same sex, those kind of things, when they want these other damnable things that are terrible, you know it's from the wrong direction. And they can paint it over all they want to do, they can whitewash it, but it's still wrong. All they're just getting a great delusion. They're just getting blinded. And so they wouldn't even say that because they'd be afraid. It's a very fearful thing to stand in the presence of God. How terrible it's going to be to stand before God in that day and he says, my child, you never put me first. You follow other gods. You know, we all have to be careful of this all the time. And that's why this once saved, always saved is a terrible philosophy. It puts us in the place that we have insurance that we know we're going to go to heaven. And so that's why these sponsors do that. They're a sponsor for that type of living. And if you don't tell a person the truth, the Bible says the truth shall set you free. We're more than conquerors through Him, which is Jesus Christ, who loved us. But any time that we start swaying and getting in the way of the world and saying it's of heaven, we're wrong. The Bible plainly says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ, Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus gave us through His blood that we might be able to be saved. Lord God, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. He paid in full. There was no vileness. It's pure. And what's happened, we've done just like crossbreeding. And we pretty soon, there's no pure sanction for God. It started off well. But pretty soon, we got a little bit here. Oh, it's all right to do this. And pretty soon, we get very mixed. We get very confused. The church is living in confusion. Where there's confusion, there's every evil work. And I don't believe that I have to say much more about churches, but they really need to seek God. It means the eternal destiny of people. You know, if I didn't care, God didn't care, then just get out here and do what they want. But the Bible, bottom line is, that day, men's going to say, have not we prophesied in that name? Have we done all these wonderful work? He says, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. Though we do all our alms to pray for the sick and do all these healings, He says, I know you not. By our works, He doesn't know us. So that's what behooves us to seek God in a very humble way. When we come before God, we don't say, oh, I've just been so, Lord, I didn't do these wonderful things. No, if it wasn't for God, we would not be here. We have nothing to brag about. There's nothing that we can do to brag. My name don't even have to be mentioned, never. I have done nothing good. God's done all the good. And the only good that I've done is what God sent in me. So I can't take no credit for it. It's not me. It's God. And with that attitude, we can make it. But we get out here and we say, look, I've done these many wonderful things. He says, you're working to make me. I know you're not. That's pretty very a blanket policy. What I've just done to you, it's a blanket policy. You think that way, you're going to miss it. You got to search for God. You got to trust in Him. You got to take His word. Says, I'll humble myself before the all glory to God. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with the corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received ye the tradition of your fathers. Boy, when God saved us, we weren't not what our fathers did, not what Jesus Christ did to us. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spots. That's why Jesus came. And His life is so important. What He did, what He's here on that cross, He went on this cruel cross. Yes, you say it's a bloody thing. Yes, it was the means that got Jesus to where we have power. The church was powerless. He atoned and paid for our sins that we might receive power through the blood of Jesus Christ. That our life would be changed from glory into glory. That we'd walk in faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That faith has to rise in us that we're in an attitude of faith at all times. The Bible says, whatsoever not of faith is sin. That behooves us. That's what we got to always try to walk in faith. I know we stumble. God knows we stumble. And that's really understandable. And just pray. Say, Lord, I want, help me. And God comes to God wants to be in the picture all the time. We find ourselves in a place, Lord, I need help. Like myself right now. He's got me in a place I'd have to have help every night. I thought that last night I was going to have to go to the hospital. And a couple weeks before that, I had to go to the hospital. Both times, God's came through. But I had to trust Him. I had to believe He was God. I had to believe that He's bigger than what I'm facing. He's my strength. He's my way maker. He's glorious. And He wants to accept the people, wherever they are, whatever church you come from, doesn't make no difference. God came, given son through Jesus Christ through his blood, you can be set free this day. You can walk as it never happened. You can go into direction this day to serve God for tomorrow, and you're going to receive a reward tomorrow, this day for tomorrow. See, you've already got one day set aside. Boy, isn't that wonderful? But you got to come to that place that you put away all childish things. Childish things. What a childish thing. Well, you can think a lot of little things are childish. Being stubborn, having idols, don't always tell the truth, bad-tempered, evil-thinking, lustful mind. These are little bit of things that we stumble on. These are things we need to come out and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not these things, and God will receive us, and He'll be a Father. He can't receive us when we got that crud in our life. He can't condone sin, because God knows no, He is not sin. He made us as a creation of Him, but He knows that if we get entangled with sin, it separates. So He has to discard us at that day. He don't want to discard any of us. God made us all in His image. We're His children. He have Jesus Christ through the blood of Jesus is all the world. All nationalities. I don't care whatever your nationality is. God loves all us the same. He wants us to come in that place recognizing that He is God and is His deity. And He has a spirit for us. When we accept the Spirit of God, allow the Spirit to come down in, and we work into the Spirit, we find that there's something that changes in our heart. The love of Christ manifests itself by the Spirit, and we get an unction to give us the function to work in life. We find a direction that that's higher than anything that we make, like these bomb sites have made, how all these instruments they make, but there's no instrument to help us. Only God can help us. There's nothing can help us like the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing out there. You can search for every place you go. You can't find it only through Jesus. If that name of Jesus, the name of all names, this is where you can get saved and you can get filled and you can get touched. You can get your heart, you know you'll be with Him forever and ever and ever. What a special time. We're living a time of great things. Beloved, but to those that miss out this time, I believe God's about ready to pour out wrath. I'm not so sure how long it's going to go, but I believe that America is going to be hurting. I know there's one group of people right now, they think that everything's going to be cozy, but I don't see that. I love those people. They're nice people, and I really feel for them, but they sort of believe if we'll do what we're going to, if we can change these things. I think we went too far. I believe it's in the Word. And I believe we went so far. It's like when you go a certain distance, it's too far to turn back. And I believe that we've stepped over the line. And hopefully they're right, and I'm wrong. But I believe if they're right, I have nothing to worry about. If I'm right, they all got something to worry about. That's why we need to be ready. Jesus said, He says, we're to be ready, be prepared for His coming. It says that many places, I've read it in the Bible, it says to be ready, for in time we know not He comes. At that time we're supposed to be ready. And ready is, I can say what I can make myself ready any time. You can't. You know, your conscience alone will stop you from getting ready, because you just can't get right that way. You can't get out here and overnight become a ready Christian. It takes prayer. You're going to feel ashamed of yourself if you never really walked the walk until the last moment. I really believe that. I believe that it's hard to, if you haven't walked. I find myself searching. I go back through memories, and God don't want me to go back. But I say, Lord, I can't remember. I wish I never said that. I have a real good memory. And I do. There's times when I said, I wish I never did that. I wish I'd treat my wife better. I wish I'd, a lot of things that I've done. In Matthew, the 24th chapter and the 44th verse, it's a personal, very good scripture that I've read many times. Therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The Bible says that when they say safety and sudden, that all is well, it says sudden destruction. And many people are believing that everything's all well. But I believe that we can do like Apostle Paul said. He says, perilous times are coming. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Oh, don't you see that? Dear brother, dear sister, don't you see that? People love themselves. I've even seen pastors just so in love with themselves. Oh, they just pat themselves on the shoulder all the time. And that's all it is. Look at Hetty. All people up here are Hetty. They don't even want to be around. Then the stars, high-minded. That's the same way. Very high opinion of herself. Very special. Truth breakers. How many times I've seen Christians break their word? We need to counsel ourselves. We need to search to God His name. Lord God, that we walk in victory, that we ashamed of ourselves, and take courage and seek God. Oh, come, we need to seek Him as we've never sought Him before. We need to praise Him as we've never praised Him before. We need to take courage in Him. He has the answer. He has the way. It's all Satan's fault, but we've bought into Satan, what we've done. He told people quite a few years back, well, you can go to church, basically, and go to church and still serve me, and you'll be all right. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? The pathway to justice is the shining light that shines more and more that most perfect day. But two cannot walk together in a pathway if ones are total opposites. They're going to have troubles. And I don't believe that we can get out here and walking the pathway of the Lord and out got lust in our heart. Oh, we just can't hardly, we just can't get that rid of that lust. We can't get rid of that anger that we have sometimes that we just, oh, we just got to be the important person or we're sort of angry. We just love to talk about people. You know, these things are something that, if they're flaws in our lives. And these flaws make us walk in disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Many times we get reprimanded because the Bible says that God chastises those we love it. But He chastises for one reason, that we might turn around and straighten up and do right. Then when He comes back and you start walking, you're walking in true togetherness. Walking in one cause. One cause means God's cause. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added unto you. What agreement had a temple of God with idols? We have so many times idols of many saints are very broad numbers. We have to have a lot of toys. We got to have a lot of amusements. We have to have a lot of things. We go to a lot of places. We take a lot of trips on amusement trips. But we want to be entertained. God is our most entertainment we ever have. There's no joy like the Spirit of God. And God sees that. If we have to be entertained, then something's wrong with our first love. There's nothing like the praise of God. There's nothing like God. There's nothing to have. But having the peace with God, the love of God. You know, that I hear this story how the Israelites, when they left Egypt, that boy, they was just, and I heard one this morning, and oh boy, they just was really, the Israelites are really, that's where we're just got to be just like them. Oh, they're having this song about, boy, we just got them. But you know, they don't tell you the end of the step. Those Israelites, all that started, not one of them made it into the promised land. Not one of them. Did I tell about, yeah, they got the water. They got the water just falling more or less all the way through and they like to tell them that their shoes never parted, but they didn't tell you about the one thing. That's like, you know, they don't tell you that going out here to the honky tonk is doing you damage. They don't tell you getting out here running around with somebody doing the wrong thing. It's going to get damaged, but it'll keep you out of the promised land. You know, when you get out here and do these little things, you know, you can still go to church. Yes, you can go to church. And that's what it says. They were still in church, but they couldn't go into the promised land. Well, there's more importance about the promised land than the other part of it. Yes, they can have a jubilee. Oh, we just ring around the rosy. But what's happened to the promised land? The promised land is the most important part of it. But how you live in the life is how you're going to end up in the, which, promise you're going to go. I thought about that this morning. There was not one word spoken about that. But that's the message I see of that. There was Caleb and Joshua. But those early people didn't get to go in the promised land. Because they murmured. They complained. They was out of step with God. They was not walking with God. They was out of step. Can two walk together unless they agree? There was no agreement. There was a disagreement with God. And so when you're getting disagreement with God, you got a problem. You need to sit back and seriously think about, hey, I've got a problem. I'm not doing the same thing that God does. That's why any first grader should be able to tell you that, you know, you can't go out here and tell people it's alright to live their natural way. Everything's okay. It's not. What's church all about is that? Church is supposed to be to get you up. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is without spot or wrinkle. It's a glorious church. Now your church may not be that, but the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, His church, is without spot or wrinkle. It's perfect. It's getting to perfection. It's going, yes, I'm going into perfection. Yes, I am. God understands on the way in if you're trying. But if He gives you long enough, you shouldn't pretty much be into perfection. He said, walk above reproach. You should walk in God's power and anointing, walking faithfully toward Him at all times. God is not slack concerning His promises. And some men count slackness, but as long suffering, us we're not willing that any perish should perish, but all should come to repentance. There's time to search for God. Seek Him, and you should surely find Him. Knock, and He'll go with you. God will open the door for you, and He'll bless you in a mighty way. But when you sit out here and deliberately just have to have your own way, you get to just do what you want to do and say, oh, it's okay, I'm all right. I've heard some people, they don't like me no more. They said, oh, we can do what we want. Yeah. And I said, you mean you? Yeah, that's right. Yep. I don't believe it. Bible says that it is straight as the gate and narrow as the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Because broad is the way, wide is the gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter that. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. God, it says, casting all your cares upon Him, casting all your cares upon the Lord, casting all. God wants your cares. He wants to take care of you. Yes, He knows that you're not perfect, but you go to Him all the time, say, Father, I stubbed my toe today. The Lord says, okay, I'll hear you. I'll help you. Lord, I have a bloody nose today. Oh, I'll help you, my child. I lost my little bitty, my little stones that I had in my hand. Say, okay, I'll bless you. God, help us our little childish things that we have. See, God sees our sometimes our things that we're childish, even having them. When we grow, after a while I'm a child. But then I put away childish things. I become a man. I put away the thing. Bible says the love chapter. I put away childish things. Now abide faith, hope, and love, and charity. But the greatest of these is love. We as God's people start growing in love of God. We're out here so critical in ourselves. We say, if that person don't go to church on Sunday morning, he is just doomed. And if you don't go to our church, but anybody that don't go to church, you know, he's doomed. They don't say anything about how their sanctification is. They don't care. They don't really care. But the church is the answer. See, that's man's way. It's all man. It's all man. It's all man. God's way, seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things become added unto you. Call upon Him, He'll answer you, show you great and mighty things you know not. Greater is He that's in you, He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, let not be afraid. God, give the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. All these benefits come from God, Him only. He is the way, the truth, and life. He is Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. All things consist and are made by Him. Praise ye the Lord. He is glorious. He's coming back through the clouds. And we as God's people need to be ready. We need to be prepared. Quaking ourselves. Shaking ourselves. For He is coming soon. Praise God. He's coming through the clouds of glory. God bless you all. I pray that God bless you in a mighty way. But up there I pray wherever you are, you need to search for God. Seek Him this way. I tell you, this is God's real. God just told me this morning. And He just started speaking to me. I did all the time. I was having a stroke. I figured I wasn't going to be there no more. But He started telling me that He's going to be back in the picture. So I want to encourage you today. He told me I started a stroke and him and the church started a stroke, but if you'll get right with God, He's going to set you free. He's setting me free. He's giving me a, and my, that was, I had to get through it because I had to feel how the church was going to be. But church, I believe, oh, church, you need to shine this day. Arise! God has something for you that you not criticize in the way of the natural. You'll walk in victory with God. Oh, praise God that you'll put on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll walk in victory this day evermore till He comes to the cross of glory. You'll have a heart so full of love that you don't care what happens. You'll shine and as a God, let your light shine. You're going to let it shine every place you go. Hold on. Let my light shine. Now, Lord, help me be a vessel of praise. Lord, oh Lord, that I might lift up the way of Jesus. I want to be a vessel because you are the bride. Jesus is counting on you being there because He wants you to be His bride. He loves you very much. And the Holy Ghost wants to touch you too. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost want to be with you. They want to see you. They want to encourage you this day. They want to make your love to you, touch you in a very special way. You know, this is last week. I want to tell you some. 2 weeks ago, I had a bleeding problem. And they said, well, you're not going to the specialist because we don't even know what it is. We don't. And I went home. And I just said, from the Lord says, well, pray for yourself. I hadn't even been praying for myself because I thought, well, you know, I was only for other people. And the Lord says, no, you pray too now. So I prayed and that blood stopped immediately. And last night I had a serious thing and I thought I might have to go to the hospital. The Lord says, I'm going to take care of it. When I got up this morning, I thought, well, I'll not be able to go to gym because it's just, I'm so bad. The Lord says, put your clothes on, get ready for gym. And here I still feel bad. And all of a sudden, boy, that time, I mean, within 30 minutes, I was totally wrong. Don't tell me that God's not God. He wants to bless you. He's going to encourage you all out there. God has a purpose for you. I don't care if the church you is has been so dry. You're going to be on fire for God. If you'll just set your sights on God and say, God, I'm going to be with you. I don't care if Tim, Dick, and Harry don't serve you. I'm going to serve you. And if they'll come, I'll bring them with me. You need to have that drive for God. God's here to deliver you. Set you free in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us.